Hey, Richard, I'm on a call. What's up, buddy?
Oh, this is Zach with customer support. We just got disconnected. I don't know why.
Oh, that's funny because on my phone it says Richard Quinn, the guy who used to live next door to me.
Really?
I kid you not. I'm looking at it.
That is insane.
Although there's an 800 number there.
Yeah,
something wacky happened.
Yeah,
I'm glad you called me back.
Yeah.
Zach?
Yeah, Zach.
You're Zach, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so did I tell you that I had to return the first watch because it didn't work at all? Zip, no charge,
no,
nothing?
No, you,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I had to return the first watch, had to go to the post office, get a receipt, send it to you guys. I think it went to Denver, and I sent it in, and I got the new one like 2 days ago, and I realized, after many phone calls to your company, nobody knew anything about it. And then finally, the so-called supervisor goes, oh, yeah, the booklet is printed with the wrong app. So, oh, my God, you're kidding. Well, I tried with her on the phone, but it took such a long time. And I'm good at this stuff. It took long time just to figure out how to interface with this thing that she said, you know what, I can't even wait. And usually customer service people are very patient.
Oh, yeah.
And even she said, listen, you better just call me back if you got a problem. I said, call you back? I can guarantee you I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Why don't you just hold on 5 minutes? I'm sure there's going to be something that won't make any sense. But she goes, no, I got to go. Okay. Do your thing.
Well,
she goes, and I get the new app, make sure the permissions are there, and all that good shit. Get it to, show up on my fucking Bluetooth. Pardon my language.
You're fine.
And it doesn't show up, okay? And when I put the new app in, I have no idea what to do with it. None. So this is my situation. I mean, 2 months ago, I ordered a $600 couch. No problem. You guys, I think it's the same company. I don't know. There's more than one company using that name.
Yeah, I don't think
okay.
See
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Total confusion right from the get-go, right with the phone number.
Okay.
I'm sending screenshots to people. Some of them say they sell the watch. Some of them say, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
And they all work at Best Choice Products, which is so fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
I can show you my emails that go back and forth between me and these people.
No,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Back and forth. We're sorry. All right. So listen, I'll go to the post office. Send me another one. Get the watch. And then I learned that the booklet is printed wrong. And then the way it's printed, it doesn't translate into English correctly. So it's all wrong. And now I'm using an app that I know absolutely nothing about. But I can tell you it's a piece of shit. Third-party app. I could just tell, all right? I've been doing this for such a long time.
Okay.
So my situation is, I think when I first got the original phone, I wasn't feeling well. And like 2 weeks went by, and by the time I was calling them up, they said, I think you're past the point of getting a refund.
Okay.
Even though there's incredible confusion about, who charged you and why these phone numbers all say their best choice. And half of them say, I'm telling you, we don't sell watches and you don't have an account here and you didn't buy a couch here. And other ones go, yeah, you bought the couch, but we don't sell watches. So finally I get this guy, Vicky, goes, yeah, we sell watch. So the total confusion.
Okay.
All right. So the bottom line is I am probably a very short time beyond the point of getting my money back.
Well,
but I am telling you guys that with the, I have been so upset over this thing and have poured in so many hours dealing with your people on the phone. I can give you a list of 5 people right now because I kept track of every person. And every person, guess what, had a different phone number. All the best ones, they all got another number. No problem. Okay.
Yeah, the phone numbers, that's generated on behalf of just the account.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why there were so many. But, I got another person, another customer rep each time, and we're emailing, so it's like, we kind of like know each other after a while.
Yeah.
But, after the second watch came,
That
was it. That broke the bar. That was it. I couldn't take it.
Let me see exactly on my end what's going on. Let me pull
your account up. I can send you one email and you can see the conversation and you go, oh my God, this could be on TV.
No.
You know, it's like a reality show.
Yes, sir. What's your zip code?
34472.
Okay. Thank you for that. I'm sorry about all this going on. What was your name?
Oh, Robert Sussman. S-U-S-S-M-A-N.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that as well. Verify that shipping address one last question.
192 Locust Road, Ocala, Florida, 4472.
Gotcha. Okay, so let me look at this. It's going to be the
unbelievable story.
Yeah.
I got guys that are IT guys, and they go, forget it. You'll never figure it out. Boy, were they right.
Let's see. Okay. Yes, I'm going down to the app download that you were referring to. It says, on your Android smartphone or iPhone, customers can scan the QR code or search for WearFit 2.0 in the App Store. And that's what you did, right?
Right. After your girl told me to go there.
Yeah, and it says you will need this app.
The booklet in my hand says, you know, go to Pro of something fit, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and I did get it, you know.
WearFit 2.0, and this is the third-party app that you were referring to in the App Store, right?
Oh, my God. I don't want to go near that thing with a 10-foot pole. I swear to God. Forget it. My patients, I've had it.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't even open up an account with them.
Yeah, trust me, I know. It says, you'll need this app to sync your data with your smartwatch. I mean, you can use a smartwatch without syncing it. And this is the one where you just take that little wristband off and you're able to charge it with the USB port that way.
Right. I did that.
Okay. And most people get confused on that because they're like, I've never seen something like this before.
I know. And they don't know. But you know why it's messed up? Because it'll fit in the USB port both ways. The wrong way and the right way. I kid you not. I kid you not.
That's crazy. Okay. So let's go here. And
it's just a little sliver of plastic with two little metal things on it. And it can go in either way.
Yep.
The right way or the wrong way.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've never heard of anything like that.
And it doesn't. The watch doesn't let you know if it's charging. The only way you find out. No, it doesn't let you know. It supposedly, the watch will turn on when it's done charging.
Wow.
And then go to your Bluetooth and no problem. It's all bullshit.
So,
I spoke to half of your employees about this watch already.
I do see where you have talked to a lot of people, and it does see where on the 5th of November it says we're return received, new watch shipped. Okay, let's just start from there. So you got the new watch. This is the second watch that's been shipped out. And then,
I like you already. I could tell. You sound like you're on the ball.
No, I'm just going one step at a time. Now, on the 14th of November, it looks like, you called in, needs assistance. And that's, I'm pretty sure.
I was sick for a couple of weeks. You know, I couldn't touch the watch. What are we going to do?
Talked to the supervisor, bad connection, had to call the customers back. And I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened with me. I called you back.
Really?
And on the 14th.
Oh, yeah,
See how to set watch time, how to set the time, ran out of options to give, transfer to another person. Yeah. And then
the instructions kept on saying, if the watch will not start, this is the best line. I love this one. If the watch will not start, you can't get it to start, then press the function key. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How do you press a function key? Okay, on a watch that will not start. I wonder how that happens. The function key supposedly is on the interface on the watch.
When it started up,
And when it finally did start up, and it was kind of iffy, it would start, wouldn't stop, it would start, but the battery was completely full. And you know, when I went to the page, there was no a function key. There wasn't any. Just like every other part of this insane story. There is no function key.
Gotcha.
There's only four icons on the page, for crying out loud.
I'll tell you what, this is just a big old hassle, and you've been calling in, and you haven't got the help that you needed. I'll tell you what,
I'm ready to have a heart attack.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Tell you what, just return the watch. To
I already spent $6 returning the first one.
Well, I'm gonna issue an RMA for you. That way you ain't gotta worry about all that. Just give the USPS the RMA number that I'm about to give you. And
that's what I did the first time. Okay, hold on.
Because I'm just gonna basically just gonna refund that $59.95. And also
it was $59.95.
Yeah.
And I want and listen, there was confusion about the charge of $59.95.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I sent the screenshot, which shows the phone number and it says Best Choice Products, why not right from my bank? $59.95. When you call it, they go, we don't sell watches. So right away I said, oh my God, something is really wacky and backwards.
Yeah.
When I bought my couch from Best Choice Products, I had documented a number that started with a 9, an area code 9 something. And I had documented that. And every time I called the number that was on my bank statement, it was the wrong Best Choice. Believe it or not. So I called that other guy that I found that number, and he goes, oh, yeah, we do sell watches. I said, oh, my God, you know that watches? You sell watches? He goes, yeah. And they even said you have to put the app in first, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, obviously there were like two companies. Even they got confused with each other because the phone numbers were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was whacked. So whacked. I mean, you can see the screenshot in the email that I sent you guys.
Yeah.
It's there. Believe me, it's there.
Yes,
and you can see your number. Or I think it's your number, with your name, and your correct price, and the right time, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing started out like, you know, poltergeists are definitely involved, and which has been happening my whole life.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm telling you. So anyway, so look, I got to return the damn thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to write down the RMA number,
yeah,
and I want the address. Wait, hold on, because I have a copy of that address. Hold on. Because if I don't get my money back, I got a bunch of friends that are bikers in Colorado, and they're going to come visit you guys.
No,
and you're not going to like them.
No need
These
for that.
These guys are all one percenters.
Yeah, there's no need for that. Basically, what I'm doing right now for you is I'm going to issue that RMA to just return it for a full refund.
Okay.
Is
it on the Best Choice Products, 1151 East 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, 80239?
Let me double check with you on that address. I've got to first give you that RMA number. I can't like back out.
No problem. Take your time. Take your time.
No, whenever you're ready to write this down real quick.
I'm ready.
It's 315.
315-er.
6, C as in Charlie, B as in boy.
6, C as in Charlie, B as in boy.
E as in Edward, 69.
69.
A as in apple, 2, B as in boy.
2. B as in boy, I'll read that.
Yep. Okay, so I'm issuing that now
RMA
for the
315-6 CB CBE, three capital letters, 69 A, and what is the next the number 2?
Yeah, 2B.
Okay, 315-6 CBE 69 A 2B.
Yep. So let me check that address that you just said.
Okay. I'm going to use the same address. I have another one printed
out.
Yeah,
I've got 11551 East 45th Avenue.
Yep,
Unit
C, Denver Code 80239.
Okay, so that's the same address. Just ship that back with the RMA. Take the USPS. What I'm going to do right now, since you are going to be sending that back, I'm just going to go ahead and refund that $59.95 back to your MasterCard ending in 6147.
That's the correct card, 6147.
Yeah.
That's
and I'm
correct.
Also going to refund that $6.95 for that shipping.
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Thank you. I mean, I can prove that.
No,
I
it's fine. No, it's fine. You've already told me everything that matches up with everything that
I'm
seeing.
Oh my God, what I went through.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that a little smartwatch, a friend of mine, he bought one a couple of years ago, and he always buys the better stuff, And, he goes, you're going to regret buying that piece of shit. I said, I'll figure it out. And boy, was he right.
Yeah,
oh,
the best watch that I could possibly give my advice on getting it would be a Fitbit. And
that's what he got.
Yeah.
That's what he got, a Fitbit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I mean, that's what I've had, and I've had the Fitbit.
Yeah, he loves that thing.
Yeah, it's a great, he it's loves a great that watch. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but I paid like $59, and he probably paid like $130 or something.
It's up there. I mean, but you're paying for the quality, man.
Oh yeah. I mean, interface alone, you can't interface with this thing. If you could, and dealing with those third party apps, you can forget about it. You have a better chance of talking to somebody from Mars. It's impossible. Because it's translated in a way that doesn't make any sense. So, but how did they put down the wrong app on a printed piece of paper and send it out to thousands of people? What about all the people that got the same wrong app information? And it took me 5 phone calls to find that out.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm doing all this because you've been through so much trouble. And
all those 5 phone calls, they were all today. They were all today, all in one day. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I forgot the day was the 14th. Yeah, you talked to many people as well as earlier about it too. But I basically
thank you, Zach. Thank you. Problem. I mean, credit, I'm going to send it back to you, believe me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do it today, but you know,
I don't even think you had to be open.
I'm going to get over there and I'm going to send it back to you guys.
Yeah, just Monday. At the earliest time, just send it on back. You'll get that money back on your MasterCard within 3 to 5 business days either way.
Okay.
So next Monday is when the first business day is going to happen. If you don't receive that money back, total being, well, it'd be $59.95 plus $6.95. If you don't receive that by Friday of next week, give us a call back and see what's going on there. But usually does. And MasterCard is pretty quick on the refunds.
Thank you. Because earlier phone calls with the first watch, they didn't want to return any money. I say, okay, you know, let's do it your way. I'll mail it back. You mail me another one.
Yeah.
And all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Literally. That was it. You know,
I was going to say,
I told you to buy that thing.
Yeah, that was going to be my first thing to do is get you to return it and we'll send you a new one, but that's already happened. So I don't want you to go through that whole thing again. So I'm basically just ending everything. Hopefully, you know, purchase from this company again. If you do, I mean, hey, you know, get the Fitbit. You know,
I'm telling you, guys owe me like a 25% off on your first purchase. You know, you know?
We owe you something, man.
Just for the aggravation.
Yeah. But this is the best I can do for you.
I know.
Without messing with anything else. And
no, you did good. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. If you send me some kind of confirmation email, that would be even cooler.
You're getting refund confirmation for both the
$6.95. I'd appreciate
that.
$59.95,
and that's going to rsussman277@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. You got it.
Yeah,
okay,
you'll be seeing those. If you don't receive those in the first, like in your initial inbox, check your spam or your junk file.
I look everywhere. If I don't get it, don't worry. I got 3 friends that are major bikers in Denver, and they're ready to come over and bring you guys the pizza.
Don't worry about all that. I don't want to waste anybody else's time.
I'm just trying to have some fun with it because I was so upset and I was so mad that now I have to let some steam out.
Yeah, gotcha.
I mean, if you went through what I went through, you'd understand. Obviously, you do, because the other girl says, refund, you know, I thought they were going to have a heart. What, you own the company, honey? Refund? refund. So a whole whopping $59. Refund. You know? I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're freaking out. Anyway, you did the right thing. Appreciate it, my friend.
No.
You know, have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And now I got to hear from my friend telling me that I'm an idiot for buying that in the first place.
Yes, sir. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Send my email.